like to invite the first presenters, Rika and Juan.
Hello everybody. Thank you so much. We are mic'd.
Okay, wonderful.
So I hope that you can hear us at the end of the room. I'm sure you can. I would like to, in true African tradition, arrive in the circle, and we can do that by just saying your name and from where you are. So I'm Rika from South Africa. Welcome to our circle. We can start here.
Okay, Ruan from South Africa. Welcome, welcome.
I'm Ursula from Hungary. Hi.
Ursula will help us to translate if Hungarian translation are needed. Thank you for coming. Germany, thank you. Thank you. Hello, Mozambique.
Would you mind to open a little bit to have everybody in the circle?
Yes, please. Thank you.
We take not a start with opening.
And by the way, let's leave a little bit space in order somebody else will come late. Not to move over. Thank you.
Yes? Quite global. Welcome. Yes. And Germany at the moment.
James from California.
Hello, James.
Kayla, California, global citizen.
Ah, wonderful.
Mariana from Hungary.
Hello,
Mariana. I'm Maria. I'm Hungarian. Living in Italy and
Romania.
Ah,
wonderful.
Eva from Hungary.
Hungary.
I'm Paul from the US, but I live in Australia.
Yes. You?
From Germany, but I live in the US.
Okay.
Manu, I'm from Belgium.
Belgium?
Ooh.
France. Ah. Sorry, from where?
New Zealand.
New Zealand. Mm. Ah.
Berlin.
Berlin.
From
Japan.
Jim from Switzerland.
Rashan from Colorado.
Margus from Greece.
So I think this is fine because I'm wired here for the sound. Ruan and I am going to speak about spiral dynamics, specifically about purple in organizations, and we hope to do a little bit of purple storytelling as we go. So I would like to share two or three things from Ghana, where in the Ghanaian environment, which is one of the most beautiful purple settings that you can find. Has anybody been to Accra, to Ghana? Yes, it's really purple in that space. Hey? They managed to keep it. They say a few things. They will say things like, you are just as respected in a place as the size of your feet. Which is a wonderful short way of, a purple way of saying that, oh, we must follow the norms and the rules and be respectful if we enter new spaces. If from an organizational perspective, if a manager enters a new organization, it's how you must enter. They will also say, you brunis you, which means your white-skinned people you. Make things so difficult. If we speak about systems thinking or spiral dynamics or any of these developmental systems, they will say, don't upset the crocodile if you want to cross the river. Which is a wonderful metaphor of find the leverage point into a system and meet people where they are and don't upset the powers to be because you won't be able to work in that system. So today, if we speak, we are going to be speaking, and we are rooted in the theories of Don Beck and his interpretation of spiral dynamics. Both of us are trained from that school. And also the wonderful work of Dr. Lorraine Laubscher that I've worked with Don Beck for years. So that is our theoretical anchoring. Okay, so we can start. Maybe the darkest thing about Africa is that we are ignorant about it. So I am so very happy to have such a global community like we are here. And I stopped to count when there were 15 different countries represented here and different spaces. I'm so happy that you find yourself in a space where Africa or South Africa is then presented. Thank you for coming to our space. I think the universal thing here is purple. And I think the contribution of purple really is soulfulness. Soulfulness. It brings stories. It brings heart to the equation. So just Africa in perspective. You can see the United States of America will fit in Africa there. We have somebody from Egypt. Yes, there you go. You are our sister. From the top there, Argentina, India, West Europe, and China all can fit in Africa. It's a large continent, but it's called the dark continent. And I think it represents shadow to a large degree and the unspoken nature thereof. Also, if you study statistics, the number of inhabitants of Africa will double in the next 10 years. We have a lot of youth coming through. And it's maybe because of purple, where purple people do believe that you must have more children. And the reasoning for that is that they will take care of you for you if you are old. So in purple, two or three things are very, very important. It is family. It is my children must be educated more than I have been educated. It is ritual, and then burials and things like that becomes extremely important in purple. Let's continue here. Ghana, for example, have 98 different tribes. Oh, welcome. Please just come in. We may open the circle for you a little. There's some space for you here.
Yeah, maybe come try and squeeze in here or there. We'll quickly just grab some chairs. I'm sorry. There's a space.
We can do this. Okay. So there's 98 different tribes. Please welcome, 98 tribes in Ghana. And if I continue with a slide, 120 tribes in Tanzania. Have anybody of you been to Tanzania? Yes? Ah, Karibu. Welcome here. Nigeria, wonderful red country with lots of red energy, but also a lot of new banking solutions. So if you want to know how to, not necessarily unlawful. Some of them are so interesting because there's a healthy debt going on. And maybe I can quickly speak about a case study of Nigeria where we had the lovely opportunity to test 50,000 people in spiral dynamics with the psychological map and change state indicator. A year before Ebola was introduced, not introduced, but that sounds like conspiracy theory, when Ebola manifested in that country. So of the 50%, they were 90% red and 10% purple. Ebola happened, which means my brother now is ill. What do we do? And spiral all has to do with question of existence. Hey? What do I do? And in the neighboring country, Ghana, people would hide their, which is purple, people hide their children away from the authorities. Not within red Nigeria. I would say my brother here, he has Ebola. So due to that and due to the need to survive on individual level, people start following blue rules like hand washing, and really complying. So very quickly, Nigeria was Ebola free due to rule following. And when we measured 50,000 people a year in the middle of Ebola, it was blue. Everybody blue. Then we had the luxury to 2 years after it was Ebola free, measuring it again, back to red. So I just would like to warn all of us in the community that not even a crisis like Ebola make us shift up and down the spiral. It must be really something that crushes our thinking structure. I am then consulting to the fantasy of organizational development practitioners and consultants that we can move people up and down the spiral. If the crisis is not big enough for me to cope with my life conditions, it's a fantasy that we are moving. What we can do, however, is we can design from a higher level of thinking or consciousness, and then a superordinate goal can make people, for a period of time at least, co-create a new reality. Just next to Nigeria and Mali, we have Boko Haram, which is a negative or unhealthy manifestation of red and purple. And in that space, we have been quite privileged to work with the people of Boko Haram, where on the one hand side, and here the purple here, hey, they will say that they are not going to send their children to schools. Because it's going to schools impacted by American television or propaganda. However, what they do to keep the purple safe is then stealing the children away, the daughter children away, and that is the negative manifestation thereof. Of course, we have the uprising in the East, and I don't think that we are, as leaders, mature enough to deal with low red or red social uprising. I think that's something we all can learn, especially in green communities. We are scared of red. And then in South Africa, which is the south, opposite the north, we sit with xenophobia, which is also red manifestation through purple tribe roots that we will not allow as a collective people from other places in the continent into our space in South Africa. There's 54 different countries in Africa, so if I present from South Africa and Ruan present, it's not really a representation of the full, but I do find spiral dynamics helpful as a way of translating different between different countries. So at the top there is the organizing systems, which I find very, very helpful, comes from spiral dynamics. And Don's work, which just show the format of the thinking. It's another way of looking at developmental theory, from beige to turquoise. And I'm not going to speak through all of them. The purpose of our session today is the purple. And just to explain that again, in sociology, we use a triangle for a male. And around the purple male structure, there's typically other males in a group of people. And around them sit the community. And we serve the community. We serve the elders. It will be, don't upset father because he have worked hard. Be quiet. Don't bother them. Maybe the first time that I arrived in Accra, I had to drive to Damang, which is 220 kilometers. It took 6.5 hours. Mr. Asani picked me up, and I asked him, Mr. Asani, how long will this take? And he said, short. 6.5 hours for me is not short. It was long. So I started to make maps because just in case I have been abducted, you know, I was like drawing this. So when he dropped me at Damang 6.5 hours later, it was the longest 220 kilometers ever. I asked him now, Mr. Asani, why did you say short, if this is long? And he said, I didn't want to upset you. That's purple. We do not upset people, so we do not tell them about what's really happening. We keep it away from them because we want to make them feel comfortable.
Okay. I'll just introduce the pictures quickly. So you'll see there the picture on the very left is Dr. Don Beck on his 64th visit to South Africa after years of work in South Africa to write the Middle Pictures book on the Crucible. That is about forging South Africa's future. Very interesting book with Dr. Lorraine Laupscher at the left on her graduation day at the age of 83 after she graded with her PhD. And the photo on the right-hand side is myself and Dr. Lorraine working in the healthcare industry with a company called Netcare. Within South Africa, and we'll talk about that as well a little bit later in the presentation, maybe on a case study with Netcare. Okay, the following slide is conducted out of Dr. Lorraine Laubsch's thesis in a PhD, and it just gives like percentages of how many percentages of each color we found in South Africa. There's 9% beige, 65% purple, which is a significant amount of the people in Africa or South Africa, 15% red, 10% blue, and then all of the other colors combined adds up to 1%. So orange, green, and yellow, and so forth.
Just to make this a bit practical, if you want to run a successful organization, you need healthy orange. Else, it cannot be profitable from a private organization perspective. If you want to have a company that's sustainable, you need healthy blue. Else, there's no compliance. And what happened to the American currency in the 2008 will happen in your organization. It will collapse. So in Africa and South Africa per se, we are sitting with 1% orange, and then the rest are almost non-existent. So it's other ways of organizing need to be found, because it's not going to be orange. It's not going to be blue. Yes.
It's for Africa or
South Africa.
South Africa.
This is South Africa. Africa looks more, if the total Africa, if you do, we have worked in 42 countries in Africa. There's more beige, 15% beige, and purple go up to 78-80%, and then red is there. So for me, this is the universal leadership challenge, because it's not only Africa, it's also South America, it's also India, it's also Hong Kong, it is also the Philippines, it is emerging economies, it's Russia as well, where we sit with these types of figures. And it's one thing to claim that we are second tier. It's a second thing to realize that a life conditions is triggering thinking patterns. And whilst the majority of the globe is still busy with first tier purple and red and beige questions of existence, how can we claim to be as evolved? On the other hand, paradoxically, it's the time for leaders to think yellow and second tier at the same time, because else we are going to be caught in this trap. It's almost a gamma trap if you understand spiral dynamics well. So I quickly would like to introduce the work of Dr. Lorraine Laubsch. It's published in a PhD thesis, and it's also published in a few of the books that I will speak of briefly at the end of the session. So if we look at purple, what's important, and we can start anywhere, it's that it's circular, so it's always in circles. And I will start with the relationship with the elders. You cannot enter a social system if you haven't spoken to the traditional leaders. And there's one case study in the case organization that Ruan is going to take you through quickly at the end of our presentation, which is Netcare, where the cleaner in the system is high in the social hierarchy. So the nursing manager in that hospital is carrying the bag of the cleaner at the end of the day. Do you really want to work in that system? You need to work through the social system. It overrides the organizational hierarchy. There's a lot of consultation going on. You first relate before you actually connect. You first do work. So it's first about the children, it's first about the family before you connect. There's a lot of animal spirits involved here, and most of the tribes in Africa and South Africa, specifically the northern part of our country, has an animal totem, so an animal spirit. And as a collective, you inhibit either the baboon or the lion or the elephant, and Ndlovu is the name of that, you inhibit that spirit. You belong to that collective. There's a relationship with sky, moons, and earth, which is the next one. It's sacred earth. My soul belongs to the earth, which is why it was so interesting how we checked in this morning. Some of you said, I'm a global citizen. You didn't say, my soul belong to a piece of land next to Limpopo in Africa, you know? In purple, your soul do belong there, and you go home for your rituals in that space. There's magic going on. So in South Africa, you can buy a spell for like 50 small coins of euro, not even half a euro, you can put a spell on somebody else. There's voodoo in South America, in Africa. There's the light of the living death in Mexico. There's spirit houses in China and in Thailand, and ancestor houses. And the case study that I'm going to speak out of also had a spiritual undertone, a magical undertone. There's honoring and protection of the ancestors. It's through storytelling. You cannot work in purple spaces if you don't relate in storytelling. I think the most important part here is, if you are an organizational practitioner, to find out where the system is at and then translate your language into that local color, if I can say that, and then speak purple if you are in purple spaces. The time is different here. You know, the two things that I made terrible mistakes of in terms of purple is when we measured work-life balance in Africa, because in Africa that you don't work to have off, you work to live, which changes all our perception about work-life balance. And there's drumming and dancing, very much like we have here in green. I think just the hierarchical structure is missing. In green, it's circular with no leader in the middle. And then also, yeah, it's secretive. And the leaders know, and they keep it away from the rest of the people. Okay, we can continue. So I quickly would like to speak about what happened in Africa in 2012 in the mining industry, where we had a strike for 5 months, which crushed the economy of South Africa tremendously. We were fortunate, Ruan and I, to work in that system where people just told us things like, treat us with respect, please. That's always a purple thing. Give us long-sleeved shirts, please, because we stand in the sun and it's very hot. Treat us with dignity. And the people went and they sat on a hill outside Rustenburg in South Africa with passive. It's passive resistance. It's never active. They went to a local Sangoma witch doctor. The witch doctor made them invisible. And the witch doctor also put spells on the bullets so that the bullets become water if it reaches the people. Red African police fired on this hill of passive resistant people, and 34 mine workers were killed because, of course, the purple spell did not really protect them against the bullets of the police. It's published in a book called Developing Leaders for Positive Organizations. In this book, there's the story of one woman, a lady, her name is Carolyn. And Carolyn became a mining engineer, which is strange for a purple person, that the woman child, the girl child, is being educated. And she became a mining engineer on age 24. She saw in the earth what she saw in the sky, and she wanted to know what's under the earth. And when she was 29 years old, she came to work, and she didn't know, unknowing to her, she rode into the passive resistance. And she was attacked, brutally attacked and raped in this situation. Today, she's the leader of the very men that attacked her. But through spiral dynamics, she have reauthored her life story into saying it wasn't about her, it was about the collective of South Africa and where South Africa is at, and purple in that space, and it's not personal. And she managed, through courageous leadership, to manage those males still today. It's a wonderful story of hope and courage. So I'm quickly going to speak about the Netcare case study, which is the largest privately held organization in South Africa, and Ruan will take you through the practical steps that we have done from an organizational development perspective to intervene in the system. So if you go into the health industry, there's four basic stories, private health now. in South Africa, and Africa is worse than the South African experience. So first, the patient feels it must be like Grey's Anatomy. Do you know Grey's Anatomy on TV? Yeah. Or one or other show where all the sexy doctors is around your bed, hey? It's not like that in Africa because there's a skill shortage. Also further, people think because it's private health, they must pay a lot of money. They think that they must get treatment like in a spa. But it's not like in a spa. In South Africa, the rules have changed that the nurses cannot even bath patients anymore. So the expectation from the patient is not being met. It's also a grudge purchase. Hey, people don't say, I have this extra money, let me go to the hospital, you know. It's not a nice place to be. It's traumatic to be in. It's being met by orange and red doctors, where the need is to make money and to see as many patients as possible. So the average in a hospital rounds that a doctor must do daily is 78 patients, which is a lot of beds. And then they operate in the afternoon. So the care, it's like two minutes per patient. 5 minutes left, yes?
Late.
Okay, so I must be quickly, yes. And I will round up. I will round up, and then Ruan will just quickly speak through that. The patient itself is threatened by purple, being purple, and regression to purple state where they want their family. And the POPI Act, the Privacy Act in South Africa, say that you are not allowed to share information with others. So to fix all of this, we went in with organizational development initiatives. And Ruan will end off with that.
Okay. Sorry, I do know that our time is up, so I'm just quickly going to explain... just going to explain the intervention that we used there. We did three consecutive two-day sessions with all the unit managers, the nursing managers, as well as the human resource managers within Netcare throughout the entire South Africa. We did pre- and post-measures assessments on individual as well as a collective level. We looked at the changing world of work. It's not only Netcare that's changing, it's also the world, everyone's changing. We use Rogerian facilitation methods to assist us in that regard, to try and kind of like create a safe space for the nurses and the employees to feel safe to bring their voice to the group and not hide away in the collective voice. Creating personal authority through means of psychoanalytical facilitation, such as Tavistock or conflict model. So we used, we looked at levels of work by Elliot Jock, to kind of look at the unconscious of the collective and the group. Spiral dynamics was extensively used as well to understand diversity of thought by Graves and Beck, how to build a culture of caring, looking at how to unleash energy in the system to change by Phil Yun. We use the BEQ, the benchmark of engagement. We look at emotional intelligence development to ensure mature functioning, and also how personality changes under stress, because the nurses work with people that kind of like function in their shadow side, because they work with patients that are, you know, unhappy and scared, with patients' families that are also very scared and unhappy and not in their well-developed state of being. By you.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. You are 7 minutes out of time. Those who are interested in this very interesting topic, when we do the small rounds, they will have the chance to talk more about it, and they are at your disposal
yes,
the following 2 days. So
sorry,
I would like to invite Christiane now.
Sorry. Thank you.